Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is a football Friday. College football tomorrow. The NFL on Sunday. We're getting ready for a weekend of Pigskin. Redskins 4 o'clock game will be good because we've got the entire 1 o'clock slate for NFL Red Zone bouncing around to whatever games you like. So let's run through some of them right now. Some quick previews of some of the games we like. I'll start you off in Charlotte. Falcons, Panthers in Carolina. Atlanta has had its bye, 4-3. Carolina has not, 5-3. Winner of this game is your number one contender to dethrone New Orleans for the top spot in the division. Loser of this game is actually going to be in a little bit of trouble, particularly if it's Atlanta. There could be three teams from the NFC South that make the playoffs. More likely, there will be two. So the winner of this game is in the driver's seat. I actually think Atlanta wins here. Carolina's defense is great. Their offense is not very good. And they just traded Kelvin Benjamin, which was odd. A little blowback in the locker room from that decision. Falcons, Panthers, 1 o'clock kick in Carolina on Sunday.
Cincinnati and Jacksonville. Cincinnati kind of stinks. We know that. Jacksonville's kind of good. This is basically Jacksonville's a better version of Cincinnati with even less playmaking capability in the passing game. Jacksonville's D is excellent. Leonard Fournette and that offensive line are really, really good. They know how their bread is buttered. It's run, dang, ball. And don't let Blake Bortles screw it up for us. That's good enough to beat a team like Cincinnati. 5.5-point favorites for the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. Not your older brother's Jacksonville Jaguars. It's not quite back to the David Gerrard, Mark Brunell type days when these guys were outstanding.
Natron Means.
So much of
Jimmy
that.
Jimmy Smith.
What was the running back that was there that was always underrated, that was so good for so long? It's not Natron Means. What was that guy's name?
Fred Taylor,
thank you. I couldn't
Natron pull it. Means may not have been the Jags.
He played for the Jags for a hot minute after the San Diego situation.
Okay,
I think
he went
to the Jags.
Here's a game that's not all that good on paper, but now suddenly pretty fascinating from a storyline standpoint. Colts, 2-6, Texans, 3-4 in Houston. Deshaun Watson out for the year. Tom Savage back into the lineup. Remember before the season started, Tom Savage was supposed to have been the guy. We now know, looking back, that that was comical and ridiculous.
Guy.
We all kind of knew that before the season started. DeAndre Hopkins coming off one of the biggest games of his season once said Deshaun Watson should be on the bench, that Tom Savage should be the starter. Now he gets to work with him again. Will Fuller has 13 catches and 7 touchdowns in, four games.
Wow.
He's been back for less than a month. Dude's already got 7 scores. The Texans' offense has been prolific. That'll change this weekend. Can they hold off Indianapolis? And bigger picture, at quarterback, they brought in T.J. Yates. I know how this is going to be reported. I've already seen some of the headlines. Texans sign another scrub quarterback. Colin Kaepernick still doesn't have a job. Failing to mention that T.J. Yates knows their offense, has been there before. This is something that the coach...
Started a playoff game for them, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But the coach is comfortable working with him. I'm sure that that's not how jobs work in this country, where if you know the system, if you know what needs to be done when you get into the office, that you're not ahead of other people who don't. No one will mention that. Texans 3-4, Colts 2-6 in Houston.
This is a stinky line here. It's a 7-point game where New Orleans is favored at home, and they should be favored because Tampa has stunk. Divisional matchup.
I know what you're about to say.
But this game matters an awful lot. Does Tampa Bay have any kind of a season, and is New Orleans for realsies? If they are, they just handle the Buccaneers. We all go about our merry way. But Tampa Bay is on the life support table here. They've still got weapons. They've still got some capability. I have no idea what to expect from this game. Again, you throw the records out because it's a divisional game. But maybe you do with this stupid NFC South. Tampa, I want to see what they do at New Orleans. And if they don't win this game, we were all dead wrong. We should apologize.
Here's really behind-the-scenes point you're making. You're not believing in the Saints just yet. And I'm going to make the same point for the Rams. I don't quite believe they're as good as their record.
I'd like to believe.
They should be 6-2 after beating the Giants on Sunday. 1 o'clock game. New York's got no Odell Beckham Jr. They are bad. And the Rams in East Rutherford should win. Can Sean McVay get his team to 6-2 through 8? They would be well on their way toward what looks like a potential driver's seat into a wild card spot. Now, they'd be tied for the division lead, assuming Seattle knocks off Washington, which is the expectation in the Pacific Northwest. But Rams-Giants is intriguing. I keep thinking New York's going to have a last gasp in them. They're going to go on a 2 or 3 game run and eventually be more 6-10 than 2-14. This week could be indicative, though, of what they're going to be the rest of the year coming out of their bye. Rams, if you're 6-2 through 8, you're probably a playoff team.
The aesthetically displeasing contest that will take place at 1 o'clock on Sunday between the Baltimore Ravens here, hon, you Flacco, lead dogs calling down there on the radio, they're going to have a receiver down there, hon, against Tennessee. Tennessee's going to run, dang ball, establish a run, physicality. I can't wait to not watch that football game. It's going to be gross. It's going to be awful. There'll be so many field goals kicked from 50-plus yards, and it'll be that kind of a contest. I have no interest in watching it. However, it's a big game for AFC playoff purposes because Buffalo opened the door. You've got a 4-4 Baltimore team near Hawn, and Tennessee is 4-3, and they're just okay. Tennessee's favored to win at home by a field goal and a hook. That is a game that has implications, but again, I'll see whatever happens on Red Zone. If and when someone kicks a field goal, I'll be notified. I can't wait to not watch it.
You want my bold gut feel of the week?
Give it to me.
Last week, I told you the Chargers would almost beat the Patriots and lose. By the way, happened.
Yeah, you had that, yeah.
Not that bold. Here's my new gut feel for this week. Ready? 49ers get their first win. They beat the Cardinals. No Carson Palmer. In San Francisco. 0-8. They are due, my friend. Kyle Shanahan gets his first win as a head coach. San Francisco improves to 1-8 this weekend after the Jimmy Garoppolo trade as he's watching from the sideline. They are 1-8 after beating 3-4 Arizona.
Over-under in that game is 39 points, the lowest of the weekend. Ew.com. Kansas City, Dallas. This is a great big one. So it looks like Zeke is back unless there's another injunction to stop the injunction. Again, by the way, the worst thing going on in the NFL right now are the stupid court cases that no one understands. Kansas City has wavered a bit since their 5-0 juggernaut start, but they got to go on the road to Dallas, who's getting two on the hook in this game. That's obviously because Zeke is back in this one. But Kansas City should be able to do whatever the hell they want against Dallas in terms of offense. They got stifled last week going up against a pretty good defense where you didn't see much from Tyreek Hill and company. I think that changes. I think Alex Smith has a huge day. I think Kareem Hunt has a big day. I think Travis Kelce has a big day. Give me Kansas City going on the road and knocking those Cowboys down a peg.
Lions, Packers, Monday Night Football, 8:30 ESPN. Detroit has lost 3 in a row. You better bring a broom because they are a mess, as Marty Huggins once told us.
Yeah.
The Packers are terrible without Aaron Rodgers,
yes,
or at least look like they could be after just one game. Please hand the ball to Aaron Jones 27 times and then Ty Montgomery 6 times and keep this game close enough that maybe you can get a defensive takeaway and win this thing. They're going to lose, though. Detroit will end its streak. It's going to be 4-4. The Packers will also be 4-4, and the Vikings will take another step toward winning the NFC North. Sorry, but without Aaron Rodgers, this Green Bay team is just okay.
Just a group of people gathering every Sunday.
Yeah.
Not particularly good. Last game to mention, Denver at Philadelphia. Denver is lost on offense. They're going to start you, me, or Dar at quarterback. They haven't decided yet. Philadelphia.
Brock Osweiler is who they chose.
Goes up against the best defense that they have played to this point this year, but they will have enough to win that game, one would think.
They actually said, is it going to be Danny Ruye, Brendan Dar, Brock Osweiler? And after great debate, they chose Brock Osweiler.
Danny Rauer.
That is the way that it worked. 1 o'clock, Andy Behrens going to talk fantasy football with us next. We've also got a pair of tickets to see the Wizards take on the Mavericks. You're listening to G&D on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.